new 2005 Grand Caravan, exclusively with Stow & Go seating and storage. The only minivan with two rows of folded floor seats. Best-selling claim based on U.S. sales 1983 to 2002. Not all buyers will qualify. Bonus cash and financing for qualified buyers through Chrysler Financial.
Hi, Orkin Man here with a little advice about home maintenance. Keeping bugs out is part of it. Yep, somewhere between cleaning the gutters, mowing the yard, and defrosting the refrigerator lies me, the Orkin Man. Glamorous, I know. See, 83% of ants, roaches, and other pests get in from the outside. Before they ever reach your welcome mat, call me at Orkin. I'm trained to put down a protective barrier to help keep bugs from ever getting in the first place. This is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
For all of June, HBL's Audi of Tyson's Corner is making Audi buying fun, easy, and more affordable than ever with Audi bonus savings on every in-stock A4, A6, and TT. The best cars from Audi at the best prices in the Mid-Atlantic. HBL offers the largest Audi selection on the East Coast. Over 200 Audis in stock, each and every one bonus price for June. Choose an A4 with quattro all-wheel drive, an A6, or a TT Roadster. Perfect for summer. And with HBL's exclusive flex financing, determine your own payment and term, whatever fits your budget. Now's the time to take advantage of HBL's Audi bonus savings. Only at HBL's Audi of Tyson's Corner on Route 7 or online at hblandtysons.com. HBL, we have Tyson's cornered.
Audi bonus savings ends June 30th. Get yours with flex financing now at HBL's Audi of Tyson's Corner, where they have Tyson's Corner.
With On Demand, you can watch Peter Pan whenever you want. Order Peter Pan instantly and control it like a video with your digital cable remote. Only from Comcast Digital Cable.
This is the Don and Mike Show. What you see is what you get with Females for Hire. And it's a lot more than you have ever seen. Yes, Females for Hire makes the happy hooker look like Mother Goose. It's all here, all of it, with everything left in and nothing left out. The story of the jungle they call the street and the girls who have become the most dangerous game on earth. Here is the marketplace, the buyers and the sellers, the conners and the conned, the dream and the nightmare. Females for Hire. They guarantee you a good time. The contract doesn't say you'll come out alive. You're playing with fire. With Females for Hire. From Independent International, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Adult motels were never like this. Here's a story about the wackiest, sexiest, fun-filled place to take your girl. The Groove Room. A place where lights flash, machines spark, and the people get more turned on than the electricity. The Groove Room. Somebody just had to invent a place like this. It's the special place that every modern loving couple is looking for, and it has some extra equipment all its own. Open the door, hook up, switch on, and then blast off for the wildest fun thrills of your life in the Groove Room. Don't be embarrassed. Ask the next pretty and sexy girl you meet to join you in the Groove Room. You'll both never regret it or forget it. Come on, take off your inhibitions and have some fun in the Groove Room. The Groove Room, all new, in color, and rated X for adults. From Independent International.
The Don and Mike Show.
Working delightfully non-blue.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Good Wednesday afternoon, and welcome back to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday afternoon right here on 106.7 WJFK. I'm your host, Artinger, here. And all this leading up to the best of Don and Mike at 3, as the guys are on a couple weeks vacation. Now, getting right back into it, what we have here is portable phone destruction on the best of Don and Mike.
Let's get right to the portable phone destruction. We have, here we go now. Let's start with line number 4, where it's Mark, who's calling from the Bay Area. The guy says, now, haven't we had a guy call us and jerk our chain about this before? Guy says he's going to throw his phone off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yes, and it's the same bridge, and he's a liar. It's the same. It's got to be the same, because it was the exact same thing.
I know we've been set up on this before, and it was not true.
Absolutely, because then you say, okay, I'm throwing it out, and then we hear the guy talking.
Mark, from the Bay Area.
Yeah, Mark Richmond here. How are you?
Mark, have you not called us before with this?
I do not believe I have.
You're lying. Before. You have.
Now, come on. Just be honest with us. Don't be like that hillbilly from yesterday's episode.
No, I wish I could help you, gentlemen, but this is the first time. I just thought it'd be a good idea.
Mark, what are you going to do with your phone?
I'm going to throw my phone off the Golden Gate Bridge.
And you're on the Golden Gate Bridge right now.
I am at the toll booth, and I just paid my toll, and I'm heading through here.
What is the toll on the Golden Gate Bridge?
$1.75.
Sounds like there's wind noise, so, I mean, that's credible.
He might be right.
All right, well, we got to let him do it.
All right, all I know is that we only played this game like once a year.
That's right.
And the last time we played this game, we had a guy that scammed us on this and said he was throwing it off the Golden
Gate
Bridge.
You know what it was? Either he scammed us or he threw it into the back seat by accident. That's what
yeah,
it was.
That's
we
true.
Determined that's what it was.
That's true. Okay, what we need you to do, Mark, is give us a countdown. You know,
okay.
3, 2, 1, and then let the phone go. And if we judge yours to be the best, you'll win the $50.
All right, here we go. Hey, let me get over to the right lane. Hey. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Got you again!
There it is.
See?
Yeah, but see, it doesn't count because
no.
We knew it already.
We saw it coming.
Jimmy, star 69 that guy.
Like
star 69
ding.
Him.
The little ding. That's the revenge bell.
Right, that's it. Right.
Oh, I had it all written down. Throw it off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Got you again, jackasses.
You know, it doesn't count. Getting us again doesn't count if we say you're the guy that did that. So
right.
Because we were perfectly ready for the scam, you see. So you didn't win that time. We knew it right from the very beginning.
Did you star 69 that guy, Jimmy?
I tried to, but the line, as soon as I hung up, he picked up, or somebody else called right away.
You know, it is a definite talent being able to pick up the phone quickly because we get so many people that call.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen.
But it doesn't count as a scam.
You son of a bitch, we beat you.
That's right.
We beat you at your own game. All right, let's go to Dan, who's calling us from Modesto, California. Dan.
Hello.
Danny.
Buddy. Oh, Danny.
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 Sit down, Danny.
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 What's up, Don and Mike? What's
Danny.
Up?
Danny.
Sit down, Danny.
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 Danny. Sit down, Danny.
Danny, how are you going to destroy your phone?
Well, guys, what I'm going to do today is I've got some twine in the back of my blazer. I'm going to tie my old school 10-pound Motorola phone that I still have hooked up to the back of my bumper and drag it up the road.
I love dragging it. I mean, we've had some real good ones when the phone was dragged.
You got to like any guy who calls it twine.
Yes, twine.
It's not rope and it's not string. It's twine.
It's twine.
It's twine.
No, it's twine. I used some twine to tie up a gate. Twine.
Yeah, twine.
Mm-hmm. All right,
twine.
Good.
Twine.
No, I like that. That's a good word. Good vocabulary.
Twine.
All right, now, have you tied the phone with the twine yet?
Actually, it's tied up to my bumper. It'll take me 2 seconds to tie it to the phone, and a minute to drag it.
All right, then do it. All right, let's do it. Let's go.
We'll hear the whole process. Now, are you talking on that phone now?
Yes, sir.
Very good.
And what kind of phone did you say it was?
It's an old school Motorola, though. It weighs about 3 pounds. It's got the battery pack.
I bet that'll hold up real well.
I think so. Mm-hmm. All right, Danny.
Get to it, Danny.
Okay, Danny.
Daddy.
The phone is tied up.
Tell us what you're doing every step of the way and tell us when you're going to get ready to drag it.
Okay. Phone is now tied up to the back of my bumper.
Right.
I'm going to set the phone down, start the car up, and drag it up the road.
Okay, excellent.
Very good, Danny.
Beautiful.
Okay, Danny.
Daddy.
Danny.
Okay, hang on, guys.
All right, here goes Danny.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Same guy.
You know why this is happening? This is happening because we're not there.
Right. That's for sure.
Because I can't press the buttons myself.
Right.
Jesus H. Christ.
That sucks.
Same guy.
Same moron.
Okay, let's go to Mac.
You know, we made that big deal about the fact that we got him and he really didn't get us. Yeah. He got us that time. He got us all the way.
Hello, Dan. Or, I'm sorry, Dan. Mark.
Mark.
Mark. Now, how can this be? It says he's going to break his phone in a banjo. Go to Steven. Steven.
Yes.
Steven from South Carolina. Hi, Steven.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great, my friend. What are you going to do to your phone?
I'm going to take it, and I'm going to tape it to a baseball bat. And I'm going to go out to the batting cages, and I'm going to hit a couple of balls with it.
That's good. All right, well, that sounds like it'll take a long time to have that work out, though. I mean, that's not something you could do instant. Are you at the batting cages now?
It'll take me about 3 minutes to get there.
Well, you're supposed to call us once you're there.
Well, okay.
Why don't you just throw the phone out the window?
Throw the phone out the window?
Yeah, throw it out your window right now.
Okay.
Do it.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's a car behind me.
Just throw it out the window. Throw it out the window.
Just pull over to the side of the road and throw it, you know.
Yeah, let me pull over and let her pass me.
Okay.
All right. If this guy says, I'm going to get a gun and shoot myself.
Okay, she passed me. It's a brand new Toyota, so I didn't want to mess it up.
All right, good. Go ahead. Just throw the phone.
Okay, I'm doing about 48 now. Here it goes. One, two, three.
Okay, finally someone really did it.
I believe that's it. That was a weird... Did you hear that weird little high-pitched sound at
yes.
the end?
Yes, whistle. That was the sound of a guy actually destroying his telephone.
That was Steven, and Steven so far is the clear leader.
I give him credit for being spontaneous.
Right.
That although the idea of going to the batting cages was good, when we just said, just throw it out the window right now, I went, okay.
And you heard that thump, thump, thump.
All right, he's okay. Let's go to Phil.
Is Phil?
That guy, Phil?
Phil?
Hi, Phil.
Hi,
Phil. Hi,
how
Phil.
You doing?
We're doing great. Where are you calling from, Phil?
I'm actually on the toll road going home, and I'm pulling off to the side of the road, and I'm going to run over my phone.
Very good.
All right, that's always a good choice.
Hang on. Mm-hmm. Hang on. I got it. I'm only in heavy traffic. Let me turn on my blinker. Get out of here.
I'm so in a defensive crouch right now.
Sure.
Well, it's because, Mike, we've been taken twice.
Absolutely.
Twice in one show by the same Nimrod.
It's true.
Hold on just a second.
For goodness sakes.
I'm getting out of the car.
All right.
I'm going to put it down. I'm going to run over it.
All right. Good man.
Hey, before you do... Hey, sir.
I'm
sir.
Put it down right now.
All right. Rev your engine before you do that. Rev your engine.
I'm going to put it down in my car.
Okay.
I believe him.
Phil's going to run it over.
Here we go. Get ready for big hijinks.
He revved his engine.
He did. That's it.
Sometimes we just get silence. Except that one time we had the deep fryer.
All right, let's go to Mark. This is the guy with the banjo. Now, what he's going to do with a banjo, I don't know. Mark.
This is the third Mark, I want to say. Mm. I just want to go. I want everybody to be warned. This is our third Mark.
Mark? Well, no, it's actually the second.
Okay, I got two marks down here. Mark, throw it up from the Golden Gate Bridge, and then the other Mark.
This is the same Mark with the banjo.
Okay.
This is the same guy who we just didn't have on a second ago.
Okay. I'm just a little wary.
Mark, what are you going to do with your phone?
I'm going to take the phone, I'm going to put it inside a banjo, and I'm going to smash it over my head.
It's the same guy.
Is this really?
Yes. But let's see what happens.
I don't think it's the same guy.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
You're gonna take your phone, put it inside a banjo, and then smash it over your head.
Can we hear you strum the banjo before you do that?
Banjo mama.
Thank you.
Not the same guy, though. Not the same guy.
What does it matter? It was a Mark guy.
Okay, but it wasn't the same guy,
though. How do you know that? How in the name of God
because
do
he
either
had a,
one of
he
you
had
boys
a different
know
voice
that?
Than the other
no,
guy?
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
It was the third Mark, and he had the exact same voice.
It was the second Mark.
It was just
that the first time he called, he got disconnected. It was the same guy.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
Every time we get a Mark, I write it down, you see? And I wrote down this Mark. Then
this was the first Mark that effed with us. Then it was the second Mark that effed with it. Now, when I put the line through
the second Mark is the same as the third Mark, though.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. Maybe Dan. Maybe Danny was
Danny?
The guy.
Down, Danny.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it was Danny. But I just had a feeling. He said, could you strum the banjo for
Danny?
God.
Danny.
What's wrong with people?
Well, you know what's wrong? What's wrong is that this is the only snafu in doing the show out of the studios is that we physically don't have the Telos machine so I can punch up and down on the lines.
And, you know, it makes me appreciate the way those magic fingers work when we have these pranksters.
All right, let's go to Ed. Ed, hi, Ed.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm on the Bay Bridge, and it's freezing.
I just smell another rat.
No, I don't think... Oh, listen to me,
yeah,
Mr.
Are you idiot? Hey, you guys, they almost just got sideswiped. I'm trying to pull over here so I can toss it off the side.
This guy is sitting in his driveway.
Are you sitting in your driveway?
I'm on the Bay Bridge, man. I just paid $3. I'm stuck in that damn traffic out here.
The toll on the Bay Bridge is $2.50.
Way to go.
It's $3.
$2.50. $2.50.
Nuts.
Thank you.
Okay.
Wow. Way to go.
All right.
I think we.
You know what this is like? This is like when a day when the substitute teacher comes in.
Absolutely.
Yes. You know, everybody thinks they can. All these mental rejects think they can pull one over on us today.
Take solace in the fact we have Stephen and Phil. Stephen who threw it out the window and Phil who ran it over.
All right, let's try one more. Is it another guy named Mark? Are you
this
S-ing
another
me?
Mark. Yeah.
Are you S-ing me?
I'm not.
All right, this is going to be the last one. Let's go to Mark. Mark. Mark.
Mark, are you there?
Jimmy, what happened? Jimmy, speak, please.
Hey, E.T., did your finger slide off the button?
Hung up.
He hung up.
Are we stopping you from enjoying something to eat?
No, that was just his saliva.
Oh, was it really?
Jimmy, you're not eating anything.
Up.
You're not eating anything, are you?
No, I'm not.
Hung up. All right, let's go to Jane. John? Johnny.
Let me just give Jim McClure some credit here, though. And I don't want to get Wendell angry, but with all the crap that we have given Jim McClure today, he's not running out of the building, okay?
No,
I didn't think what you did to Wendell was all that bad.
No, he got under my skin.
He just got, but I mean, it was a very quick reference. Meanwhile, Jimmy McClure has been sitting here taking shots with a baseball bat to his head.
Well-deserved shots, though.
Of course, well-deserved, but he's still hanging in there.
Okay, so go to John. John, you're the last person. John from Carolina. John.
Hello, Don and Mike.
John, what are you going to do?
Well, they're laying asphalt outside, so they talked to them already. They can let me go outside and set the phone down. They'll asphalt over it, and then they steamroll it right after that.
He is so full of crap. He is so completely and so. John, you are the most. You win the award as the most full of crap of everybody that's called this game today. How stupid do you think we are? How stupid do you think we are?
Why not?
Yes, it was worth a try, right?
Yeah.
All right. You know, this would not be happening if we were back
there.
Nope,
this is true.
I would not, not be happening.
Listen, Dynamike, I talked to the foreman of the asphalt company. He's going to bury the phone in solid asphalt.
Don and Mike, I'm here with Neil Armstrong, and he just told me he's going into space, and he'll take the phone and throw it out the space capsule. Oh, please, hang up on this guy immediately, Jimmy. Hang up on this guy.
Who's outside?
Oh, the limo guy. I'm sorry. The limo guy's outside.
This is horrible.
What's horrible?
It's horrible watching you look outside today. I mean, it's just like, I usually, when we're working in the other studio, it's just we have undivided concentration. And there is
I'm concentrating.
First of all, that room out there is very, little ADD happening with you with that room.
Huh? All right, who's the winner? I don't want to take any more calls on this because just people wanting to F with us today.
I think simply on the basis that he did what he said he was going to do, even though it didn't make a great sound. Phil, who ran over his phone, is the big winner.
Phil's the winner. Oh, and F all you F-balls out there. All you marks out there.
Hey, listen, Don and Mike, how are you? A friend of mine is a pilot for a major airline. He has allowed me to put the phone in the jet engine when we're at 30,000 feet.
All right. Well, you know, what the hell. We got a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. He led the Redskins to 11 winning seasons in 12 years, 8 playoff appearances, 3 Super Bowl titles.
Thank y'all.
Head coach Joe Gibbs.
I'm kind of focused totally on getting another one, not on the past.
The future begins August 9th on the home of the Washington Redskins. Redskins Radio, 106.7 WJFK.
Year after year in America, more people choose Ford than any other make of vehicle. More than Honda, Toyota, or Chevy. They choose the only truck that's earned the right to be Motor Trend's Truck of the Year. Ford F-150. They choose the world's best-selling sport utility vehicle, Ford Explorer. They choose one of Car and Driver magazine's 10 best, Ford Focus. Now you can choose both 0% for 5 years, plus up to $2,000 cash back on your Ford favorites. Or choose up to $5,000 cash back. That's right, get up to $5,000 cash back. But hurry, these special offers end July 6th. Offers vary by model and may require Ford credit financing. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit APR. 0% for 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance with 10% down. Repeat buyers based on 2003 Polk statistics. See dealer for details. Make the right choice. Visit your local Ford dealer today.
It's here, your last chance to save during the big buy one, get one free color phone sale at Verizon Wireless.
Now through June 30th, you can grab the cool LG VX3200 color flip phone, originally $89.99, now for just $39.99 after mail-in rebate. When you pick up this great color phone, you'll get another free after mail-in and instant rebate each phone with a new two-year agreement. That's two great phones, one amazing price, and it's all on America's best, most reliable wireless network. Don't just take our word for it. Listen to what our customers have to say.
It works better in more places.
It works awesome. It's the most reliable network out there. Verizon Wireless is reliable, dependable. It just works for me.
Now's the time to get wireless that works, because our big buy one, get one free sale ends June 30th. Hurry into Verizon Wireless today or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Verizon Wireless. We never stop working for you. Subject to new customer agreement and calling plan, $15 activation fee, $175 early cancellation fee. Other charges and restrictions apply.
And, of course, the Hyundai Sonata comes standard with CD player, six speakers, and I'll tell you one more thing.
Did you tell him, Hal?
Well, I was just about to.
Whoa, who's that? And what are you supposed to tell me, Hal?
I'm the Hyundai dealership PA announcer. I wanted Hal to be sure to tell you Hyundai Sonata was just named highest-ranked entry midsize car in initial quality by J.D. Power & Associates.
I was just about to tell.
Well, I should think so. That's big news, Hal.
And it's that commitment to quality that lets Hyundai offer America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles.
Another good point, Hal.
And right now, get $2,000 cash back.
Oh, I've earned enough, Hal. I want my Hyundai Sonata.
Okay. Sure.
You're good, Hal.
For a short time, get $2,000 cash back on a 2004 Hyundai Sonata. That's $2,000 cash back. So don't walk. Run to your nearest Hyundai dealer today.
Cash back when you purchase a new 2004 model from dealer stock. See dealer for limited warranty details. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Amstel Light, the beer drinker's light beer. We remind you to be responsible. Being responsible is something we all have to become. Paying bills on time and whatnot. Putting the milk back, jiggling the handle on the toilet if the water's running. Remembering birthdays, letting your food digest before swimming. Amstel Light is imported from Holland or the Netherlands. I don't know which, so we'll have to play it safe and use both. Amstel Light is imported from Holland / the Netherlands by Amstel USA White Plains, New York. It isn't necessary to travel to White Plains, New York in order to enjoy an Amstel Light, especially if you plan on hitchhiking. Hitchhiking is not only dangerous and illegal, it's also not cool. Maybe if this was 1963, things would be different, but it's not, so don't try it, hippie. Amstel Light is a copyrighted trademark of the Amstel Brewery. It's smart to copy write things. If you have a brilliant idea, you should copyright it before someone steals it and sends the plans to India, where they will mass produce it and make a fortune. Gee, I wish I didn't have to talk so fast. What if I bite my tongue?
Who says a disclaimer can't be more expressive?
If I slow down a bit, maybe people could understand what I was saying.
Who says a light beer can't taste great? Low-calorie, low-carb Amstel Light. The beer drinker's light beer.
Amstel Light is a registered trademark of the Amstel Brewery. I can't believe they're making me read this again. Enjoy Amstel Light responsibly. Imported by Amstel USA, White Plains, New York.
2 weeks ago, business owner Neil Davis closed the biggest contract in his 20-person firm's history. One week ago, Neil met with his Wachovia business specialist and heard ideas on how to finance expansion, lease new equipment, and design a benefits package to help attract new employees. 1 hour ago, Davis and Associates began their expansion by turning their 9,000-square-foot office into a 14,000-square-foot office. One minute ago, hard hats were added to the business casual dress code. See what a Wachovia business specialist can do for you. Visit a Wachovia Financial Center.